This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Anyway Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Brad Bahamas, and Ross Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. It is December 28th, the day after Boxing Day, which would be the day after Christmas, which fell on a Monday. Christmas was fantastic this year. I got some nice stuff that I think is going to, I think will be very useful. I'm not a gadget person, per se, but I got some stuff that's practical. My family, my wife knows me well by this point. I want practical stuff. I don't want fancy, weird-looking stuff. I don't want fancy, weird-looking stuff. I just want stuff that I'm able to use. That's what I'm going to be doing. One second. I'm just going to be rudely responding to a personal message while on air. My bad. All right. So I had to respond to that. Sometimes you get a message and you got to respond, you know? It could be money. It could be any number of things. You never know. My bad. So, that's my bad. That's my bad. Some things require immediate attention. Anyway, Christmas was good. I got some stuff, and it's going to be useful to me, and it's going to be practical. Also, I got my Christmas wish, which was to be left alone. That was adhered to, 95%, 98% of all people. That was here to by 98% of all people, and that's fine. So that was my Christmas wish, and it was great. I got to see Junkanoo, which we'll talk about in a minute. And also, I have gotten a much-needed break of unplugging from everything as much as I possibly could. All right? I wanted to state for the record, as the year came to a close, that earlier this year I noted a lot of clout chasing, particularly Kermie, by Miami Dolphins fans about who's going to the Super Bowl and who's going to dominate the division. And unless I'm mistaken, the Dolphins, having lost on Christmas Day, are not going to the playoffs, right? So Dolphins aren't going to make the playoffs this year, as far as I'm aware. So that's over. And I want to say that I was right all along that nothing's happening. And you're not going to the playoffs. So, and the Patriots are probably going to beat you. Probably. Two. So you'll have a 500 season. Not, you won't have a winning season even if you're a Dolphins. And you probably feel bad if you're a Dolphins fan. And that's okay. You should feel bad. But there's always next year. You remember like October-ish, Kermie? And I know you're a Dolphins fan. I don't want you to be upset with me. Remember like October-ish? Like everyone broke out like all their Dolphins gear? Like dudes was wearing Dolphins like scarves and all this? And now nobody really wants to fool with it like that? Right? So, yeah. We'll see. Next year. Next year. Right? They're out of the playoffs, right? Or can you still make the playoffs if you beat the Patriots? No, right? No. Yeah, no, no. No. Patriots are going to beat y'all. I'm pretty certain. Okay. Oh, someone says, as of today, the Dolphins have the 7th seed. Oh, okay. So if you lose to the Patriots, you're out of the playoffs. I see. Well, I don't wish bad things on people. Let me see this. Dolphins. They got a wild card. So if you beat... Right, exactly. So if you beat the Patriots, you make the playoffs. Right? Yeah. Because the Bills, they're automatic. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I know it was a bad Christmas. You lost on Christmas Day. I feel for you. Next time, next lap, the world will be right. Okay? Listen, let's talk about something. And I don't mean to, and we're going to have Neville Wilson is supposed to call in a little while and talk about something related to this. Says I won. Once we beat the Patriots and the Jets lose, we're in the playoffs. I guess I can still make the playoffs. I don't know what y'all gonna do when y'all get to the playoffs. If y'all get to the playoffs, but okay. Fair enough. Says them old Junior Seau jerseys start coming out of LOL. Dolphins fans are well used to disappointment. Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. I can't talk. I'm a Colts. I'm just saying, I wasn't out here cloud chasing at the beginning of the year, but it did look good. I won't lie to you. It did look good at the beginning of the year. Let's talk about Junkanoo. So I had the occasion to go to Junkanoo. And I got to say, going to Junkanoo, I was reminded both why I love Junkanoo and also why I don't go to Junkanoo. Okay? So there's a couple of critical problems. And let me say first off, outright, and I'm not trying to clown you. I don't have a thing against the Saxons like I do the Dolphins. But, and I don't want you to take this as a personal insult. It's just my objective observation. And the Saxons were objectively bad. Okay? On Boxing Day. You just didn't have it together. Just didn't work. I was there and it didn't move me. You didn't have your choreography together. You didn't have your music right. Okay? So it was a problem from jump, okay? And if you can't, I mean, the one thing you're supposed to do right at Junkanoo is music, right? It was a problem. It wasn't entertaining. It was, you know, I mean, it's Junkanoo, so it's, you know, it's always a good time. But it's a competition for a reason, you know what I mean? Now, we're talking Roots, Genesis, great music, you know? Really good. Hell, Fancy Dancers had good music. But the Saxons were objectively bad. And that to me and some of the overall parade stuff, I say that to say, that to me and some of the overall parade stuff really points out the problem with Junkanoo in the modern day. And I say this, I haven't been going to Junkanoo since I was a very small child. You know, we would go just about every year. I think we did go every year until I was in my late teens. Remember there was a point when Junkanoo wasn't like really safe, and when we were young teenagers, my parents didn't want us really going like that. But then was it Ingram? Or it was either because of Ingram or because of a particular police commissioner. One year they went, the hell with that. We're gonna police Junkanoo like downtown's a fortress, and it's been safe ever since. You know, and the police were out in full force again this year, which begs the question that why can't we have that sort of police presence with regularity, at least concentrate in a lot of these hotspots? All right. So just stop it, Juan. You loved our big blue bird. No, no, no. Y'all were bad. Y'all were objectively bad. The Saxons were bad. Now, if I were a petty man, if I were a more petty man than I actually am, I would say it's because of Minnis. And he's brought darkness into your organization, and you're going to have to do something dramatic to lift that darkness. My wife suggests maybe sacrificing a lamb over a goatskin drum, and that may lift whatever darkness is lurking. Says Juan, we're going to the playoffs. All right, I mean, good for you. I hope you do. I mean, we'll see. Mike McDaniel, he's a good coach, but that. Yeah, you know, I don't. Tua's out, right? He's injured again, which happens when grown men run into each other at full speed, trying to knock each other to the ground. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to say it's Minnis because, you know, that shouldn't be it, because Saxons have, I don't know how long he's even been a Saxon, and they've always been solid. Y'all were objectively bad, right? So, and here's part of the problem. So, first of all, I don't know who ran the Junkanoo Parade. I'm going to mash a lot of corns here. The parade's poorly managed, okay? I know you want to think in your head that it's well managed. It's not. It is poorly managed, and a part of it is the B groups and the individual categories. All right. And I know what you're going to say to me, or I know what you maybe want to say. And someone who's a hardcore Junkanooer weigh in. I'm one family, by the way. I'm not a bandwagoner. I've been one family. So I'm a warrior. You know what I mean? So I'm happy we won, you know, but the parade is poorly managed, aside from just the Saxons not performing, well, not doing well. And, you know, take it as constructive criticism. Right? That you didn't do well. You didn't put on a stellar Junkanoo performance as you should. After missing 2 years, that's what you bring? It's not gonna do it. And that's not to diss all the people who work hard. I know Junkanoo's hard work. I'm not gonna go do it. Right? I know it is. I know people put a lot into it, but again, it's a competition for a reason. And you gotta step your game up, you know? If you'd never seen Junkanoo before and you saw the Saxons, you'd be like, whoa. Amazing, incredible. If you've been seeing Junkanoo for ages, it was a poor performance. All right. The parade itself, though, is poorly managed. Now, tell me why that is. Is it because here's the problem with, as I see it, Junkanooers spend a lot of time and effort for months on end preparing for Junkanoo. And they want people to appreciate it, and they want people to enjoy it, and they want people to respect the craftsmanship, the musicianship, the choreography, all right? The coordination that it takes to pull off a good, and my homeboy Nelson's the Saxon's Grand Marshal. So, and, you know, Nelson's my homie. I love him. You know, I'm not going to, it's not personal. I'm just saying it didn't go well. You want people to enjoy all the work you put in, and you do it for a number of reasons, right? And we come out in the thousands to see Junkanoo, and you don't respect your audience. All right? You respect, as a community, I feel, the Junkanoo community and the people who are running the Junkanoo parades do not respect the people who are coming out to the parades. Because the first sign of disrespect is, why would you start the parade almost an hour late when it's already been postponed? It was supposed to happen at midnight. Now it's happening at 6 p.m. Why would everyone come out? And you're telling people to come out at 4. Alive told people to come out there at 4 p.m. All right? So that they don't get stuck in traffic and everything. I didn't leave my home until 6 because I knew you were going to start late. But we don't get the first group coming out until almost 7 o'clock. Okay? And then the second A group isn't near Rawson Square until 8:30. But when you're coming to Junkanoo and you're rushing, you know, no pun intended, you're rushing through because you want to get to do that performance in Rawson Square, right? And you perform straight through. I'm not dissing that. I got value for my money. I was in front of, like, not Pandora, like next to Pandora. I got value for my money. But I'm not going to Junkanoo to sit there to wait an hour between A groups. It doesn't even make any sense. At 11 a.m., the Valley Boys were still downtown, or were they on Shirley Street? At 11 a.m. from 6 p.m. I'm not going back to Junkanoo for New Year's. All right? You don't respect people's time. You don't manage these parades properly. And I paid for my tickets. But even if I didn't pay, even if I was on Shirley Street, I should still be able to get a reliable, good show from Junkanoo. I'm not disrespecting your community, but I feel as though you're disrespecting your fans and your patrons. All right? Because it just is a slog, and it's boring to sit there for an hour between A groups. And maybe the rain had something to do with it. It didn't rain that much, but it did rain. But it's an impossible task to get through, particularly if you have young children. You know, am I supposed to take a tablet out to Junkanoo so I can entertain myself while you guys figure out when you're going to go? It's ridiculous. And I'm not a Junkanooer. I know it's a lot of work, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm telling you my experience as a person sitting there watching Junkanoo. Like, if I'm by 10 o'clock, from 6 p.m. to 10 o'clock, I see 3 A groups. So you got to restructure the parade. Either you let the individual and the B groups go in one shot up front, and you're going to say to me, well, it's not fair because people aren't going to come. Well, people ain't coming to see them. You know, I'm not paying 50-something bucks a ticket to go watch the guys dress in executioner, to watch 4 guys dress up as executioners and drag an effigy of a dead body through the street. I'm not paying 50-something bucks for that. All right? So y'all should let the B groups and the individual groups go at a different time. Unless they have solid B groups like Fancy Dancers and them. But it's not an enjoyable experience overall. Because you're waiting forever. You know, or have Junkanoo over the course of like 2 days. It's something, man. I'm not going back right up and down unless my kids beg me. And my wife loves it. Loves going to Junkanoo. But it can't work. All right. It's a good day. The Junkanoo started on time. It did not. No, it did not. No way. You're telling me and I went? Not the A groups. Because that's what I go to see. You know? I'm not paying to go. I'm not paying to go see individual categories. The people who don't maybe have a... Oh, Colors won the B group? All right, Colors was solid. Yeah, Colors was solid. Yeah. Okay? So let's be clear. You didn't start on time, and it took forever. The next day, the Valley Boys were going... we're still... I think it was almost 11 a.m. It's absurd. They say, if you don't buy those tickets, someone else will. So, please, someone else buy the ticket. I'm not buying it. I'm not. I love Junkanoo. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. It's fantastic. The parade's badly managed. And the Saxons weren't that good. All right? You do a disservice to the parade. Oh, you're saying B group? Some B groups went before the Saxons? Is that what it was? That's... Huh? Yeah, but I don't care. Come on. I want to see the big groups. But it's bad. It takes forever, Kermit. No, I know no one's going to stay for the B groups, but that's the... I'm not paying for the B group. The B groups get the seed money? The guy dragging the fake dead body gets the seed money? Bring back hanging. The individuals don't get the money. Anyway, let me talk about this. And someone help me who orchestrates making people mad talking about Junkanoo. I'm telling you how to make it better. I'm trying to tell you how to make it better. As a paying customer. So here's my other issue, and we'll talk about the parade management too. Somebody explains to me who understands this better than me. Why, Kermit, you may understand this. Why is the sound in Junkanoo so disparate? Like, so I got my rakes, the scrapers, I don't know what you call that. They're 50 feet ahead of the other guys, and the sound doesn't coalesce. You see what I'm saying? Like, by the time the drums, the Congo drums time you get to the drum line, the horns are kind of distant. And so you don't get the full experience. You know when you see a rush out, right? And all the music envelops you all at once, and it's like, it's in your bones and your soul and all that. And the Saxons had this problem. All right? The way that the sound hits you, it didn't hit you all at once. So you hear it coming, and then you hear the scraping, and then you hear some horns, and then you hear some drums, and you get the bass drum. And I don't know if musically there's a way to fix that. I'm not a music guy. I don't know about music arrangement. How do you get the sound? Would that mean... Could you possibly put pockets of the full sound all along the whole group so that you get the whole thing? So I'm glad Kermit corrected you on how Junkanoo operates. I know how it operates. I'm saying I wish it would operate differently, but that's just me one saying it. How do you, maybe Fred Ferguson could tell me, how do you get the full Junkanoo sound the whole way through? Because there's, 200 people with instruments? How do you get the full way sound? Someone said it's Junkanoo. It hit me just fine. You're making me very mad. It's insulting. I'm telling you my experience. That's all. I'll tell you how it hit me. All right? But the Saxon sound was disparate. All right? To me. The other guys were great. All right? And I love Junkanoo. Love it. I'm just saying. The parade is poorly managed. All right? That's just me. And maybe I'm less patient in my old age, but I don't think it's unreasonable to say, I don't want to wait 45 minutes, an hour, between seeing the big groups. Like, if you went to a concert and each act took 45 minutes to come on stage. But if you have to wait 45 minutes between acts on stage, right, you would be upset, even if there's music playing in the background, right? Anyway, I guess I've made the junketing community mad. I'm telling you, I'm trying to give you feedback, all right, as to why you ain't going to give my money. Says, give Chris Justillion and Colors a call. They do a great job with having their music together within the group. Yeah, there's got to be a way to fix that. Who's this on the phone? Okay. Also, and I'll say this and we'll go to a break. Someone explain to me how to make the Junkanoo sound coalesce. Also, I think it was dead wrong for Cable Bahamas to block ZNS's feed. Who does that with Junkanoo? Junkanoo is something we all should be experiencing, if whether you're sponsoring it or not. You can't do it like that, right? I think Picewell Forbes was rightly outraged, all right? Not that any of the coverage was fantastic. Although, I thought Von Aubrey did a good job, and Jim Anita did a good job, too, and Ken Danique was good on ZNS. I have an idea about Junkanoo coverage, but I'm not going to talk about it because I've covered Junkanoo a lot. I have ideas of how to make Junkanoo coverage better. All right, but we're not gonna talk about that today. I have an idea how to make broadcast Junkanoo coverage better. All right, so because the fact of the matter is, if you're on air for 12 hours, right, it's going to be an issue. All right. Says the only way to get the full sound is to put all the percussion to the front because the sound of the drum moves outward. Meanwhile, the sound of the horn moves forward. Why do you think in marching bands all the percussion instruments are in the front? Ah, this person makes a good point. Who's this? Wisdom? Okay. Let him hold for me. Let's take the break. Hold, and when we come back, he can speak about, he has an idea about what to do after Junkanoo. All right, so stay tuned.
At Popeyes, we may not have started the chicken wars, but now we come in peace. Pieces, that is. 8 pieces, 12 pieces, 24, 36, and 48 pieces. Introducing our all-new, all-white meat, perfectly seasoned chicken nuggets. Enjoy 8 pieces of our crispy, juicy chicken nuggets. A side of your choice, a biscuit, and a regular-sized beverage for just $8, fat inclusive. Experience the joy of life with an abundant amount of peace.
Love that chicken from Popeyes. Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations. Or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com. We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
you do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
To the Revolutionary Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking Junkanoo, and Neville Wisdom had called earlier and said he wanted to speak about an idea he had for after Junkanoo, which is good. I think they got some need to fix Junkanoo. And people are going to be, you know, that's my critique, all right? That's my critique, having bought 4 Junkanoo tickets, right? Having paid about $200 to go out to Junkanoo, that's my critique. All right, as a paying customer, as a nationalist who would like Junkanoo to continue to thrive, those are my observations. All right, we got Neville Wisdom on the phone. Good afternoon, Mr. Wisdom. Season's greetings. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and to your listeners too, Ron.
Great.
I was calling. I wanted to put something out in the public, and that is that, you know, I watched those beautiful costumes being paraded night before last, and you know, we always had this problem of what happens to the costumes after they've been paraded. And truth of the matter is that the public gets to see them only for a few short minutes, and normally late at night. Early in the morning, and I thought, look, we now have a new national stadium with large foyers and covered porches that can protect these costumes from the elements. And what about the idea of just getting the top costumes, the winning costumes, as many as we can, displayed at the national stadium in the foyer areas and the covered porch areas, allow the Bahamian and the tourist public to come in and see the costumes. We can mark them, identify them as the winning costume in whatever category, and charge a fee so that the persons who produce these costumes can get some of their money back, because I know they spend huge amounts of money producing these costumes. And at the same time, even put some TV monitors in there, and display all of that beauty we saw in the choreography being done by the various Junkanoo groups. In other words, you're creating a temporary kind of Junkanoo museum, village, whatever you want to call it, and allowing the practitioners, the people who put on Junkanoo, to get another financial opportunity, because this thing is not cheap. And it's most unfortunate that we don't really get to see these costumes up close and personal. It just gives you an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think it's a great idea, yeah. It could get, you could, it's an added tourist attraction as well.
Yeah, I give it, taxi drivers will be able to bring guests down to the stadium, look at the costumes, and see them in full display and see them close up. And you could even have some of the practitioners there demonstrating, you know, how they produce the costumes, talking about it, selling artifacts. There's so many opportunities because the stadium is just sitting there. And it's an excellent place to display those things, particularly while nothing is happening there. And now we have a window of opportunity now. Costumes have just come off Bay Street. Some more will be coming off Bay Street in the next few days. You take them and you put them on display. You allow members of the public, the would not have seen them outside of seeing them on TV or in the distance. They'll be able to see them up close and personal, take pictures, etc. You charge a fee, and you take that the money that is made and give it to the Junkanoo practitioners, the people who own the costumes, who own the Junkanoo. I think it's a win-win situation, both for the public and for the Junkanooers.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. That could really gain some traction and put some money in the pockets of the Junkanooers, as well as allow people to enjoy the costumes. I always thought they should have like a sort of a Junkanoo museum. You'd have to figure out how to preserve the costumes, but I think that could really, really work. And you could rotate it out, you know.
Yeah.
I think that'd be
one
great
time
idea.
One time ago, we had something out by the dock, a Junkanoo museum, and it worked well.
I remember something about that, yeah.
Yeah, and when I was minister, we even put up a tent at one point to do a pre-judging so that people could see the costumes before they were rushed. And I thought it was kind of successful. But we have an opportunity now that we have a stadium, we have an opportunity now to display them and to show off our culture.
Agreed. Well, thanks for calling in. I think that's a fabulous idea. I hope it reaches the right ears.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
This says... this says, we ain't displaying the bird from the Saxons, though. We putting on that on the new roundabout on Village Road. Not by my roundabout. Y'all can keep that bird. It says, Juan Cable Bahamas did an extremely lousy job with their coverage. I didn't see it. I don't have cable. But Jerome Sawyer is my cousin, and I thank you not to speak ill of him. This says, Juan Valley Reach Rawson Square, 3:30. It was ridiculous. Did they? I was long gone by that point. I can't do it. I know you got to wait the whole year to see Junkanoo, but I can't do it. Plus, the temperature dropped hardcore around 10. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I think it was Minis in that bird costume. No, Minis is do cowbells. So the cowbells go with the scraper. What's the scraper called, Kermie? The round thing. It's called the scraper. Okay. So the cowbells go with the scraper. By the time you get into the horns, you've lost your cowbells and you're scraping, right? And the horns are passed. And like the texter wrote, the horn sound is going forward. So you're not catching the full part of the horn. I think it's cowbells, whistles, and scrapers. And so you're getting a hint of that by the time the horns are coming. By the time the drums are there, you've lost your cowbells, your whistles, and your scrapers. And then you're just getting drums and the back of the horns. There's got to be a way to fix it. Got to be. And I'm no music arrangement person at all. All right? I got some bars now if you want to throw a beat down, but arranging a band or orchestra, I have no idea. It says, good afternoon. I think the reason we have a lack of policing in troubled areas is manifold, between criminals having high-up connections, officers being afraid of where high-powered or a lot of weapons are, and certain people benefiting from the crime, reluctant to snitch, among the smaller things. That's possible, and we'll talk about that. We won't get deep into that today. Maybe we will get deeper into it, because I did think it interesting, and I thought the police did a great job. All right, out there at Rawson Square. We're going to the news. We'll be back. We'll talk more about these things. Stay tuned.
to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Junior combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
And welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about Junkanoo, and you know, Junkanoo is a very important issue because it's one of the markers of our culture that is not necessarily uniquely Bahamian, but the way we do it is unique to the Bahamas, but you know, it's an it comes from an African, it has African roots. And in fact, in Africa, they still do things similar to Junkanoo. Someone had sent me what I found fascinating. You know what's fascinating? See, a lot of people like to, let me not do that. It's Christmas. Let me be generous, right? So, there are people who let's just say this. There are people who think we don't appreciate our heritage and our culture because we don't do the things they do. All right? And there's issues with that, but celebrating Junkanoo is celebrating our heritage. It's celebrating not only the fact that we have African roots, and all people have African roots, but if you don't want to go back that far, it's celebrating not only the fact that we have African roots, but it's also celebrating the fact that it's something we all enjoy together as Bahamians. I know no one who does not like Junkanoo. I know people who may not like going to Junkanoo, which would be me, but I know no one who does not enjoy John Canoe, a good rush out, who doesn't look at the spectacle and go, wow. You know what I mean? No matter what color they are, no matter what ancestry they are, I know no one who doesn't like John Canoe. And no matter where they come from, right? I know no one who doesn't like John Canoe. And so it's very important that we celebrate it, because it not only makes us, it's what makes us Bahamian, but it also connects us to our ancestry. Someone sent me a video of them celebrating over the holidays in Ghana. And they, too, were wearing colorful costumes, had drums, had horns, you know, because the drum is from Africa. They had drums, they had horns, and they were singing African songs. And what struck me so much is that when we were out to Junkanoo, and it was which group was it? Now I can't remember. Anyway, who did Michael Jackson? Was it Roots? Roots, yeah. Okay, so Roots were there, and they're playing Heal the World, and it was fantastic. And Heal the World's a phenomenal song, written by a person of African ancestry. But in Ghana, they sing the songs of their ancestors. And we don't have those songs, right? We're from mostly West Africa, right? Those of us who have African ancestry. And I have some European ancestry, too. I don't disregard that. But, you know, that's a very small part of my stuff, I think. And they know their ancestors' songs, and we don't. Right? So, I'm going to get to the phone. Give me one moment. They know their ancestors' songs, and we don't. But we carried with us all of what made us African over the ocean. And the words didn't survive. The words of our ancestors didn't survive the trip across the Atlantic, but their spirit did. And so we still celebrate them with our music. We still honor their traditions, right? We've lost so much, but we kept that. And it's for all of us, white, black, whatever, right? It's the part of, it's like you can't take the blood of the slaves out of the Bahamian soil, right? And you can't take the blood of the loyalists or who brought their slaves. You can't take the blood of it's all part of what makes us Bahamian, all of it, right? And Junkanoo is for all of us to enjoy, no matter what color skin you are. But what it signifies for a lot of us, even if we don't necessarily know it, it's honoring traditions that are survived despite the trip across the Middle Passage. And I wish we knew the words to our songs, but we don't. There's if you read The Wheel of Time, I'm sorry, I'll get to the call. Don't hang up, I'm going to get to you. If you read The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan, which Amazon butchered, don't watch that, you'll hate it. There's, ooh, it's too long. I do this to my wife. I have to tell her the whole story to explain why I'm making a point, but it is what it is. I'm not going to do you like I do her. There's a group of people called the Tuathuan Mir, who they're like gypsies. They wander the world looking for the song. When they meet new people, they ask them, do you know the song? Because there was a song that their people had before the breaking of the world that happened in The Wheel of Time that united them. Now, this is a much deeper 3-4 hour long story I could tell you about what happened. There's 14 books in The Wheel of Time. But they lost their song. Right? And so we still have part of our song, and we're able to have it. And we're not this people who are totally lost and aimless, still searching for our song. And in Junkanoo, we still have our song, even if we don't know the words. Let's go to the phone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, brother. What are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Hey, good to see you, man. I saw you in Junkanoo. I didn't recognize you at first.
Man, I saw you on Bay Tuesday. That's beautiful family.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah. One is here. You know, leaders agree to disagree. And I agree with you 100% today, you know.
Okay, good.
You say something today, Juan. You see, and I give it the history. when I chairman the South and back line, it's a reason why I was kind of radical now. Because we have a lot of savvy people in this country. And I love young people. Let me tell you how young people should line up. And you're right. The homeless thing would be far, far. And the clown goes, no, they would be right for the music. Right. I keep music would be tight.
Right.
Tight.
Right.
Too much capital in there. See, and choreography is a category. That point that go to always score. The free dancers, that's a category. But got some separate people, they're in it itself. I know I love my young people, but these young people, I don't know who they are. The Sacklers is my group. Janice is my group. But I retired, but that's why I have all. But let me tell someone. The Sacklers, I always tell my boss, I saw the king, I said, the king, listen to me, man. Trauma's not why I'm so big. The Fred, he can't see the signs. Trauma's ain't supposed to have a big heart. They're supposed to be that free. You and the engine room, man, you can go there and rush and make music, my brother. If you want to go with Prince, go be a free dancer. And off the shoulder and try to make some money that way. You can make the music. You see, but when you got a bunch of weak leaders and a bunch of weak people who run these two, see, the masters they go to on base, you know. Not the boss rushing. People want to, hey, we got to get it right.
Yeah.
I listened to my senior master, Mr. Neville Wisdom, talking. He made some good sense, you know, but he owed me some money because when he took the costume down out west, my cost got damaged. I ain't got a dollar.
You can go see him.
Man, I know personally, he can pay me some money. My cost got damaged.
Right.
I had the first person put a costume in the museum. Just making money. Nobody never give me a dollar. No government ever give me a dollar, you know. I did what I did because I love John Cano. Okay? I did my teaching. I told the boss, boxing chief, I can pay my costume in 2-3 days and run my back line.
Mm-hmm.
The chairman told me it was mad. The owner was mad. They wasn't mad. You know, we get beat, you know. I don't know who these young people. I love them, but you all got to listen.
So you're the Saxon. You're Saxons, right?
Yeah, we're in the group.
So what?
Neighbors of 1993. All the time, I had to make jump.
So what happened?
They give me a dollar yet.
So what happened this? What happened on Monday?
Came out flat. They ain't going to get the pre-rush like we to do. Hey, Juan, me and Casey Campbell, Casey and Kenny Daddy, and Phil Cooper, we just sing in the back line rushing. Peter Robert, we just sing.
Mm-hmm.
Rushing and sing and jump up and down, carry on. These people lost, and they lost. They think they just reach and think they rise. They don't know the jungle, no? Everybody think they could do it, but they can't do nothing. But you young people need to learn to listen sometimes.
Absolutely. Okay, Thank you, my brother.
I'm going to take my brother.
Good seeing you on Bay. All right. Good. The Son says Juan Wheel of Time show wasn't bad. No, it's terrible. It's terrible. Read the book. You're not going to read 14 books probably, but read the Wheel of Time because it breaks down these wider cosmological concepts into the lives of people. It's just fantastic. I don't know if you've ever read up on Hinduism or Buddhism. But it's just this cyclical concept of time and what it's fantastic. It's just fantastic. Like this, it's like the chakra cycle. It's incredible. I would encourage you to read it or audiobook it or whatever. It says parking was a mess at Junkanoo, so I bought a $20 parking ticket at the point a few days prior. When Roots hit Rawson Square, they rushed in the rain. I'll give them that. Yeah, they did rush in the rain. Said, if I'm remembering correctly, the group that has disabled individuals went first, and then the Redland Soldiers followed by the Saxons. Yeah, that's about right. I got there when the Saxons were coming out. So I guess technically Junkanoo started on time, but the A groups didn't come out for like 45 minutes, and then there were just huge gaps of time between them, which has been a consistent problem with Junkanoo that they got to fix. Says, hey, I think they should start at two entrances, Shirley in Victoria and Frederick in Bay. Yeah. It says, I just feel that Junkanoo is not inviting the locals anymore unless you have money. When I was younger, we got to enjoy Junkanoo on Bay Street without having to pay so much money. Wouldn't mind if the money was going to the actual Junkanooers. Well, the Junkanoo bleachers used to be, correct me if I'm wrong, just in Rawson and Parliament Square, right? And then they expanded it when Ingram came into power. Junkanoo didn't used to have bleachers straight through, if I remember correctly. Right? No. No, man. That's like a 90s thing. where they've had bleachers everywhere. Say what? From George Street. But it wasn't all the way to Frederick Street. Before. Was it? Maybe my memory's serving me wrong. I remember I was like a teenager when they started doing all those bleachers. They always had bleachers from Frederick Street? No, man. Really? Hmm. Yeah. Oh, where they have all the stuff now. Okay, you can't hear him. Kermit's saying that they did have bleachers. I don't remember that. But John, I remember, I thought it used to stop at the end of where, like, whatever the little, what the hell's the name of the street? Where Athena's Cafe is? Where Athena's Cafe is, they used to stop there. The bleachers, right? No? Which square? No, they were always in Rawson Square. I'm saying they weren't all the way down to Frederick Street. Okay, all right, I guess. Maybe I'm wrong. It says, yes, Juan, that's been my issue for years. The instructions are much too far apart to feel the full effect of the music, or the instruments. The instruments are much too far apart to feel the full effect of the music. Yeah, I agree. The music should have like a wall-like effect, and particularly in downtown, because you got that tunnel with the buildings there. That's why I don't think that Junkanoo at, say, the National Stadium would work, because the sound would dissipate. You dig what I'm saying? You gotta create like a special venue to have Junkanoo, like a Junkanoo arena or something like that. Season's greetings, Juan. Former PM Menace is bad luck for the Shell Saxons. Now they need to get rid of him. From Saxons fan in Grand Bahama. Juan, do you think Kale Bahama should have blocked our national parade for locals the way they did? These are the same businesses that want payments to support them. Talk about the spirit of giving. Yeah, no, I think that was wrong. I think that was totally out of order for them to do that. Very much so. And because you don't own the broadcast rights. Now, ZNS can be a bit much, too, when it comes to broadcast rights issues. But the broadcast rights belong to the ministry. Hey, when I didn't go to Junkanoo this year, but you were correct. I had a problem with the coverage on television. It was not good. What I didn't get about ZNS's coverage is that they would cut away from the actual, when the groups were there in Rawson Square. I could see them behind them, and they'd be talking, and I'm like, show me the parade. There's only one solution to do this. Only one solution to this. Build a Junkanoo arena like what Brazil uses for carnival. Just invest another $100 million and commercialize it year round. $100 million. That sounds steep, but okay. I don't know if you need $100 million, but I'm no architect. I'm sure there's an arena you can design. They have outdoor arenas all over the place. Outdoor stadiums. That the sound would still. The quality of sound would still be maintained. I'm sure someone could design it. I just don't think the National Stadium works. It says, for a mobile phone operator, the live coverage was terrible. Looked like NB12 junk, and it was filmed on an Nokia 3310. Oh, man. This says, I'm truly baffled how we can cede thousands of dollars to these groups every year and get results like the shack burned down. And what was that? And nobody asked for accountability. And we talk about the greatest show on earth. What are we doing? Make the parade smaller, neater, and better quality. This year after year, subpar production, -2 out of 10 groups is ridiculous. So the beginning of the solution is when they take out all the subpar elements of the parade. The greatest show on earth parade should have the greatest performers. Have some other parades for those elements. This is our money. Anything that starts with, we want to have the greatest show on earth, cannot include the scrap groups, unfortunately. If they insist on keeping these multitude of air-abusing groups, they must also realize the total parade experience will always remain subpar. I'm ashamed that we ask tourists and visitors to pay for this experience. I'm ashamed that they fly here with this as the highlight of their trip. Well, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's to the point where we should be ashamed of it. I just think that the parade needs to be managed better. Like, Jeff Lloyd did a great job when he did it, but he I guess he was so hard that everybody complained to the extent that they were like, don't worry about it. We got a call. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
That's me?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan. Good afternoon, dear listeners. Greetings. Yeah, congratulations to the Juan family, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a good job.
Yeah.
And two, I am convinced Paxton was sabotaged. After seeing that chicken, I was totally convinced that they were sabotaged. But my main concern, Juan, is the parking, man.
There were agents? You think that there was people planted agents to go make costumes, to make subpar costumes for the Saxons?
Not the band. That ain't Saxon. That ain't Saxon, Juan. Not the Saxon, I know. But my main concern, like I say, was the parking, man. You know,
yeah.
You go buy a ticket, right? And you can't find nowhere to park. For the last 25, 30 years, I was driving down Bay Street. The park, right? I would go down to the Lancy Street,
right?
Come back out Virginia Street, and there's somewhere in there you have to find a parking.
Right. They cut parking on. They cut traffic off by Victoria Avenue.
That's what I'm saying. That is still not a stupid one.
And by Worcester Street,
5,000 parking away from the people.
Yeah, they cut it south of the just south of the right where Mortimer Candy Kitchen is. They blocked off East Street, and then they blocked off by Victoria Avenue. It was a nightmare.
Because I'm coming from over there.
There's just no parking.
I had to park on Nassau Street. I walked down to the Lancy Street. That's a one-way street. Both sides of the street, you could park.
I think they should have cut traffic off by East Hill Street, you see?
Yeah,
and
something like that.
They could have parked through there, you know, all by Royal Bank and all this other stuff like that.
All down through there, you could park, man. Yeah. They didn't think that through, man.
No, it was too. The perimeter was too wide. I know they want control, but the perimeter was too wide.
So I say that they telling me now I got to buy them a ticket to go on base, then go buy a parking from the point. That's the only place that parking.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man! They got a thing that you all the Lancy Street is both sides. You could park on both sides of the Lancy Street. You come down Virginia Street, you get more parking down there.
Right, I agree totally.
You
said three things though.
They got a thing this thing all better than that, but
was that three things? Saxon got sabotaged, no parking, and congratulations to the family. Yeah, that's three things.
That's it.
Okay, perfect.
And you have a good day, man.
Thanks, man. You too. Thanks. Take care. I do want to shout out the police, though. Like, they did a great job, you know. I felt totally safe. And, you know, I'm no fraidy cat, but I am bulletproof, you know what I'm saying? So I want to feel safe. I want my family to feel safe. And the police really did that. They had all the defense force out. I saw dudes wearing op-bat gear out there. And that's what you want. There's, 8,000-9,000 people out at Junkanoo, right? And you feel perfectly safe. That's how we want to feel. You don't want to feel like there's imminent danger at every turn because people don't know how to bloody act. And I think the police were right. They were like, if you're coming out to Junkanoo on some garbage, if you try to come out to Junkanoo on some garbage, stay home. Y'all stay home. Right? Everyone don't want to be involved in your drama and your bad mind energy. Like, people just trying to live. That's what we're not the Junkanoo. People just trying to live. We just want to work and live and enjoy ourselves and try to make something out of this life, man. That y'all want to engage in darkness and whatever excuses y'all want to have. Keep that to you. Says a Junkanoo rush is totally different from a march with a marching band. While a march is step by step, a Junkanoo rush is a type of dance. The dance of the percussions in front would greatly slow the movement of brass in the back. Also, the music by the brass must be arranged to fit the one tempo of the drums, while a marching band can play music at different time signatures. The change in timing would throw the music off drastically. I think people who just watch from the sidelines still don't appreciate the uniqueness of what Junkanoo really is. And you may be right, and you sound like you know what you're talking about. I'm saying the experience on Bay Street has changed for some of the groups in the way they arrange their music. Now, I don't do Junkanoo, but I've been going to Junkanoo, right? I don't play in the NFL, but I've been watching it, all right, for a long time, and I understand how it operates, and I understand the experience of it. So I'm saying from an from a person who's experiencing it, and the sound of some of the groups has diminished, and for whatever, and to say that that's just okay doesn't make sense to me because it wasn't always like that. This says, I think you're wrong for that. The public should be coming out to support all the groups for Junkanoo. Even B groups support Bahamians. I mean, some of the B groups are good, you know. But I think that category is too wide open now, to be honest. So apart from the Bird and the Sactions, the issues, we already know the Kale Bahamas dropped the ball on fraudulent tickets, blocking Zadness and abysmal TV coverage with bad audio, poor framing of the picture. One thing, correct me if I'm wrong, the banners can be built to maximum height. How could Kale Bahamas have cable strung across Bay Street? They're also going to snag on the banners. Also, the drones that were flying up and down Bay Street got caught in one of those cables as well. Now, the thing that really got under my skin was the number of people walking around or standing up on the inside of the barricade. There are four groups of cameras, Rev, Zedness, Eyewitness, JCN, too many. And that doesn't include social media creators. One family had to ask the media to move out of the way of the choreographed dancers before wrangling them. Social media creators were standing in front of the crowd, especially in Rawson Square. Sometimes they're on their phones, making material to post online. Most of the time, they were just standing there in front of people in the stands. I snapped a picture of one eating her chicken souse while standing on the inside of the barricade in the middle of the bay. Why they can't do that somewhere else? Why can't there be a media area to be out of the view of everybody? All that being said, we did feel safe the whole time. I commend the police force and defense force for making a presence and making everybody safe. Yeah, I didn't experience anything with the media because I didn't go to it as media, and I was not near them. And I will also say that maybe it's just me, and I don't pretend that I don't get special treatment sometimes, but that, and maybe it is for everybody, but they got us straight with our wristbands, really good. And the security, from my experience, as far as who to allow in and out of the bleachers, that was really good. I didn't experience anyone in my seat. I was ready to trip if I did, but I didn't. They walked us, to our seats. Yeah. So someone took us to our seats. And I don't know if everyone, experienced that, but they did take us to our seats. And I thought they did really well. I'm going to say this, and I don't want you to feel bad. I'm not going to call any names. If you're going out to Junkanoo, all right, a seat cushion is acceptable. Yes. If you just can't take the hard bleacher, okay. But you can't take a fold-out chair. You know the chairs that have the cushion and then the back folds up? They take the games and stuff? You can't take them to Junkanoo. They're too cumbersome. I had to, seriously manspread to accommodate two people in front of me who had the chair with the seat back. So they take up inches beyond the end of the bleachers. And then when I was in manspread and I had to, kind of put my feet on the side, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, be rude about it, but you got to consider those around you. The ladies in the back of me, though, I mean, for the win, on the side in the back of me, they had umbrellas. They shared them with us. I forgot my umbrella like an idiot. They shared their umbrellas with us. It was great. This says, no. Now, Juan, I completely understand your frustration with the Junkanoo organization, but you're wrong for saying only A groups matter. Some other groups can't afford to be in A category, but they still want to celebrate the culture and entertain the crowds. Apologize, please, for the sake of peace. I mean, I don't know that an apology is warranted, but I'll say this. I don't say that. I'm saying I did not pay to see them. Okay? And that's not to insult them. And in fact, colors in them were actually tight. I would pay to see that. You know? And I don't want to say that they're the problem. I just, if that is the excuse you're giving me, I would say reorganize the parade. And Kermit is right. They're not going to, come just to see those people, and so you do want the full crowd experience. Because if you tell me the B groups are on from 6 to 9, I'm probably not coming until about 8. Right? So I don't know that an apology is warranted. Maybe I could just say it a different way, and that I'm paying to see the big, big show. Why is Colors not an A group, Kermit? They don't want to be. They're huge. They don't want to compete with the A groups. Colors had easily 100 people. So it can't be over 200. I don't know. I don't think Colors could compete with, they certainly couldn't compete with One Family and Valley Boys, what they were doing. But they were good. It was really enjoyable. They had good costumes, they had great music, you know, good choreography. It was good. This says, I'm not gonna just diss the B groups outright. So I do apologize if it came off like that. But that wasn't my intention. So I'm just going to say they got to do something about the parade. It's not tight. This says, and Mr. Wisdom's ideas are good, but not new. People have been saying for years to build a Junkanoo museum, sell a Junkanoo piece to art collectors, or have them displayed in the foreign embassies. Don't know why after so many years, these money-making ideas never materialized. I don't know. It's a good question. It says, Juan, what's up with all those airlines filing complaints against our country about expensive overflight fees? We got to look into correcting that. Yeah, I agree. Actually, we may talk about that tomorrow. It says, Junkanoo is nice, but I think too much money is being pumped into something that's not benefiting the Bahamas. No more time for fun and games. Let's invest in Bahamians. No, I wholeheartedly disagree. You have to invest money in your culture. What are we doing this for? What are we building the Bahamas for, if not to celebrate and continue and propagate Bahamian culture, right? What are we building Bahamas? If that's the case, let's just go beg the United States to come make us a territory or something. And if that's all we're concerned about, culture is important, very much so. Perhaps you don't want to spend government money on it. I disagree. I think the feeling you get when Junkanoo is recognized around the world, when people mention the Bahamas and they say Junkanoo, right? Or Conch Salad. Those things are important. The feeling you get when Shawnee Miller is bringing home a gold medal, that's important, right? And if we don't invest in those things, other countries will, and they'll celebrate their culture. We won't be celebrating ours. All right. I think you got to keep Junkanoo going. I'm willing to spend my VAT money to keep it going. Just fix the parade. And you know why? And I mentioned why it's important, because again, it's our song. You know, we'd lost so much, you know, but we kept Junkanoo, and it's important. Says it was Neville Wisdom who started spreading the bleachers throughout. Were they? I don't think Kermit's right. I don't think that they were there the whole time. This says ministers turned to Saxons yesterday. Man, when you was losers, no one remembers. Says Juan, do you know Fifth Terrace Centerville leads you Saxon's way? Yeah, I certainly do. We went and we were trying to get back to E Street because we couldn't go Shirley Street because they cut everything off at Victoria Avenue. And we were trying to go through E Street and we went Saxon's way, and we went in Mason's Addition, and you know, it says when you get in there, home of the Saxons. We told our kids, this is the home of the Saxons. This is where Junkanoo comes from. You gotta listen, if we're not going to, I love Junkanoo, so I'm not dissing it. I'm saying the parade needs to function better. If we're not going to continue our traditions and cultures and pass them along to the next generation so they can appreciate what is Bahamian, then let me just pack up, right? Let me pack up and go figure it out somewhere else. This stuff is important. I'm not saying it to diss it. I'm saying it so that we can make it better. All right? Because if you keep having these long, I'm not bringing my kids out to the parade, you know, but I brought my kids out because I wanted to experience Junkanoo. You know, it's fantastic. And my son loves it. I mean, loves it. All right, because my son does drums, and he had his whistle, and he was blowing the whistle. He's blowing it in my ear real loud. But we got to make sure that we continue these cultural traditions. It says, I'm saying Fifth Terrace should be named Saxon's Way. LOL. Yeah, that's fine with me. Oh, Lord. It says, blame it all on Deputy Chairman of the Parade, Floyd Wilmot. What are you doing mixed up in our junk and you're the same man who can't finish renovations on the government house? Oh, Lord. Does everybody know, everyone and their mama know the world superstar Wally Boys are the best junkety group in the world? Yes, they came second. They had to perform. One family was just that good. Wally Boys in your belly while in the morning. The music for the Saxon junkety group really sounded bad. It says, one, the groups need to be smaller. Photographers need to be limited. Also, group marshals and others who are all over the parade. The parade needs coordination and organization. It needs to be better organized. It says, I attended Florida A&M University on a Junkanoo scholarship. Each year, more than 50 of us participated in our university's homecoming parade. Our performance was always a crowd favorite. A Junkanoo scholarship. I did not know that as a thing. It says, however, we had to adjust to the marching band pace, and it definitely affected our music and our speed. We always lagged behind the parade. After a while, we adjusted and got it right. It was difficult, but we managed it successfully. Well, that's someone who well, that's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to be able to figure it out. This says, I said I'm, as in me, ashamed after all the hype about how great this parade is to ask a visitor to pay $75 to sit for hours at a time to look at nothing. I remember going to see Les Mis 20 years ago, and the memory of that show is still with me. I was in awe from beginning to end. That's the feeling I think a great show should leave you with. Yes, it's a different medium, but quality is possible. The gatekeepers just need to loosen their grip on the this is for us, on the this for us. I agree with that. I think that, I agree. I think you, if you go to a, I don't know if any of you have ever been to a concert and they're hit or miss, but you're going to be furious if the performances in the concert are 45 minutes to an hour apart. You're going to be totally dissatisfied, right? The show should be consistent. You should have some room to breathe, but the show should be consistent, right? So you're consistently getting an entertaining show. And if that means, I don't know, man, y'all just got to manage it better. It's that you cannot tell me, and I know you're wrong, because when Jeff did it, it ran like clockwork, all right? What happens is y'all just do what y'all want and then go, that's just Junkanoo. And it should not be. Okay, I see someone said not to read it on there. Okay, I'll try to give you a call. Hey, Juan, do you think a theme Junkanoo would work? Like have, for example, My Bahama Land or Candyland and see which group depicts it the best? You know what? That's possible. That's possible. Says, good day, Juan. Several things. Do they feed their group members at rest stops? Secondly, please get all those people off Bay Street, example photographers and attention seekers. Yeah, they do get distracting. I won't lie to you. And I don't know if they feed their groups, but it's a lot of work goes in. So I'm not knocking the junk in your groups. Saxons, I don't know what happened, but it's a lot of work, and I applaud the work that goes into it. But the parade management has to be better. I mean, it don't have to be, you know. I just ain't coming like that. My wife's going to drag me to it. And so I'll eventually have to go, but I'm not going to be jumping up and down, but let me go. Cause she was like, oh, we got to go to New Year's. And I was like, I ain't trying to go out there for no New Year's. It's way, way too, y'all asking way too much. Way too much. I did have, they had shrimp, Welly, you know, Welly from social media. He cooks too. And so he had souse, he had chicken wings, and he had shrimp kebabs. And I want to say, well, he makes really good shrimp kebabs and chicken kebabs. Yeah. Did really well. Let's go to a break. and we'll be right back.
The holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and friends, and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what your holiday may bring, at Reb, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together. Watch together. Be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with the people and things that really matter. And let Reb take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat. WhatsApp.
Or in branch.
For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance,
do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution. Oh, Jeffrey Del... Jeff, you can call Jeff. Sorry. Pick up. Jeff said he was trying to call. You can pick up the phone. So call back, Jeff, if you're feeling like it. It says, Juan, you're talking about chakras. You're fake deep. Fake deep? No, I'm real deep. I'm legit deep. We go deeper than this. Chakras. That's light work. You mean Wheel of Time? Read Wheel of Time. I almost majored in philosophy in college. I really am. I really do. You don't look around you and ask what's going on. What's happening? Maybe that's why I'm good at journalism, because that's the fundamental tenet of journalism, is to ask what is happening, what is going on. You ask questions. I want to know how these things work. You know? Read, anyway, you ain't ready for Nietzsche. Like, as a Christian, you don't necessarily buy the concept of Kala chakras, but the thought experiment is still interesting. You know, if the concept of eternal return of everything, everything comes back in one form or another, you know, all energy in the universe. One, what about the young Bahamian child whose parents can't afford Junkanoo seat tickets, so that child will not see Junkanoo live season on Bay Street in their childhood? That's a serious cultural indictment. Yeah, you could say that. I mean, there's ways to get around that. You can give away some tickets, but also Shirley Street right there, and Shirley Street gets a good performance too. You know, you just may not want to be standing up the whole time. It says, I believe renaming Fifth Terrace to Saxon's Way is a great idea, provided no member of that group is allowed to print that sign, because it would probably read Faxon Bay. It says, Juan, what time is New Year's, Junkanoo? I heard some people say 10 p.m. January 1 on the radio, and I heard some people say 12:01 January 2nd. I'd have to double check that with you. I have to double check that for you. Okay? So we'll see. I'll let you know tomorrow if I remember. Or if anyone knows, they could tell me. Says, LOL, that was funny. Quote, that's just Junkanoo. That's exactly what they say, and I love, love, love Junkanoo. I do not want a concert filling a gap. I want them to fix the gap. I think they need to move from Bay. Did you see Gus Cooper's funeral? OMG, I've never, ever seen anything so beautiful as that drum line. Lines and lines of drummers spread across the airport road. Could have been 200-plus drums. That's what I want to see, something awe-inspiring. Yeah, I did see it. It was amazing. And I interviewed his family after he passed. I remember that distinctly. And his house is just brilliant. It has all these brilliant clippings and photographs and of junk news going back to like the 60s or something like this. It's amazing. Okay. So we had the Junkanoo, and it was great, except for how the parade ran. If I could just zoom in and out for like when the good stuff is going on, we'll do that. All right. But it's just got to be done differently. It's not good. And I'm in media, so I'm desensitized to the all the photographers and all the other people who are throughout the parade route. And I didn't do Rossin Square, and it's been so long since I actually have been to Junkanoo that I've been to Junkanoo in my children's lifetime. So my son's going to be 9 in a couple of weeks, so it's been at least 9 years that I've been a junkie, so I don't know. And with all the clout chasing and social media stuff going on, let me not be ungenerous. I don't want to call it clout chasing. With all the content creators out there who are trying to create and monetize content or whatever it is you're trying to do, I don't know who all's out there because I don't know nobody. I know like Dasque and I know Sawyer Boy and they're legit. I hear there's like 50, 60, 100 other people. It's not that I don't rate you. It's just, you know, and I know the one lady out of Freeport. There's two ladies out of Freeport. There's one who does like she'll act like an old lady. And there's one who, you ever seen the one where she's going around asking if you have the vaccine? Just ask for the vaccine. It's hilarious. I guess it's not funny when I say it, I guess. But they're great. I know them. I don't want to discount them. You know? They're very funny. What is the name of the girl the lady out of Freeport? She's like light skin, got long black hair. She does very good. And there's one thing, when her and Sawyer Boy did a skit, we got some funny Bahamians. I just wish that we could find a broader global audience, which is something I think about often, and I think I have some ideas, actually. But we're not going to talk about that today. There's one skit they did where Sawyer Boy and the lady, I can't remember her name, I do rate her. Latoya, that's it, Latoya. Latoya Laughs, that's what it is, yeah. Like, she's with Sawyer Boy, and they're in the car, and they're going back to they're going to the airport, and Sawyer Boy's got like a bucket of KFC and she's got like a big box of the dozen donuts from Dunkin' Donuts and they got people calling them saying stop by KFC and they're wolfing down the donuts and the chicken and they're going, no, no, and we ain't had time to stop. I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know that I want to live in a world where there's no Dunkin' Donuts or KFC. I don't know how I'll make it on the Family Islands. Not that I eat that stuff every day. This is Latoya Laughs and Janeo. Oh, Janeo's the one? Okay, yeah, she's funny. Yeah, Latoya, that's it. Yeah, Latoya Dean is her name. Okay, yeah, Latoya, she's funny. Her and Soy, but I don't know who all else is out there. Everyone's like, they're creating content. I'm like, I don't get it. Which I guess technically we're creating content. And they just do it differently. I don't get it. I want to do a podcast at one point. Like a long form podcast that you can really have some room to breathe, you know? And you can discuss issues that aren't necessarily current issues, but you can discuss just cultural issues, world issues, etc., niche issues, you know. I think that would be interesting. You know, the constant, I think there's I got an idea for a different way to do things. The constant, the PLP, da-da-da-da-da, not that I'm opposed to that. You know I'm not. But I think that it says Janeo is Sarge. Okay, Sarge. I know Sarge. Yes. I'm familiar with Sarge. Yes. So I'm not talking about them, though. I'm talking about maybe the word is influencers. Is that what I want to say? Now, who you're influencing, I do not know. Not me, but maybe someone. One second. Yeah, there's a way to do... I know we got to go. Sorry for wandering, getting esoteric about things. But I got ideas. All right. There's stuff to there's ways to do these things that we can expand the footprint of the Bahamas globally. That we're not maximizing. My issue is time, not so much money, but time. And I think that we can do it to expand the footprint of Junkanoo, the footprint of the Bahamas, period. And go from there. But there's, I think TikTok's trash. So not only is TikTok trash, I think it's bad for you. I think, you know, the TikTok we see, you can't see it in China, and it's owned by a Chinese company. First of all, we're running out of time. In China, children can be on YouTube all day and TikTok. They don't allow it and play video games. There, in 50 years, China's going to run the planet. They're not playing around with their stuff. Only we playing. Right? TikTok, you can't see that in China. And I know people love it. But all that dancing, if you do, they allow you to see TikTok for a set period of time a day. And if you're under a certain age, you get people doing science competitions and educational programs. They promote like the Chinese nationalism. That's what you see on TikTok. You know, all this playing and TikTok challenge and dancing. You see it in China. Only us here looking at that drooling. Oh, TikTok. Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? Only we ain't focus. I know you love TikTok. It's trash. And it's dangerous. All right? We got to go. It says, remember, whenever it rains, there'll be delays between groups. The groups will keep their costumes covered until the very last minute. Just to uncover those costumes takes time. Jeff Lloyd or no one else could do anything about rain delays. Yeah, I was there, and it wasn't raining like that. And not for no extended period of time. So you can't sell me on that one. This Tribune today said there were some 6,000 tickets still for New Year's Junkanoo. Maybe cable shame and going to cancel. I mean, I love Junkanoo, but I'm not going to New Year's. Y'all got to tighten that parade up. So sorry. I'm not just going to throw money at you. It says, I won. Yes, I saw something saying they're trying to dumb people down by using it. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. They promote educational stuff in their country. In China, they ain't going back, son. You know what I mean? They ain't trying to do that. Chinese ain't playing with y'all. Y'all can't. I don't even think the U.S. military's ready to dance in Indochina at this point. What they got going on? Not that I want that. I'm just saying they ain't playing no games. We gotta go. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.